Hello, my dear friends. How are you? I hope have a great time and welcome back to another let's start of my challenge. 101 challenge. I admire again Miss Sepida. Thanks a lot, Miss Sepida. Okay, now as I said in the now let's start. I was working on one of lesson of real English course, and that is named visit to San Francisco part 2, and I've separated that into two part, and tonight is the second part. Okay. as you know or not, I don't know. and one of friends, one friend of Kristen Dodds and Joe Wise, who named Katie, came to San Francisco, and though after a week or 2 weeks after that, they talk about her visit. Okay, so Kristen Dodds said, you know, it was a short time for Katie, and she didn't get to do, and so she's trying to talk to friends of mine into coming back with her next year. And but we went to Chinatown, we went to North Beach, and in one we did that in one day. It was great, but not a lot, because it was a short time, and we just breathed in and breathed out. Breathed in and breathed out. This idiom is used when we want to say that we have a short time for doing a lot of things. We say we breathed in and breathed out. Okay. And or in another situation that we say that, we say something like hi bye. We came and left very quickly, and we didn't make it to Japantown. Japantown and Chinatown is and the name of cities of that are in San Francisco. And Christian does say, you know, we live in Mission, so she could to visit a good bit of Mission. A good bit of Mission, it means a lot of Mission. For example, a good bit means a lot of. For example, I can say, I was at library today a good bit. Or I can say, today I could I could work on learning English a good bit. And then Joe Wise said, it was a pity that she didn't get to see Haight. Haight is the name of area of San Francisco. So she didn't get to see hippies. Hippies is kind of special people that they are. They have long hair and long beard, and They are in a uncasual, casual dress, and they believe in war, and they're not believing in war, but they believe in peace. And then Joe Wise said, one thing that I would have enjoyed doing is was that going up to Phenom is the name area in California, and we say going up. Going up is used when we speak about the north of a place, and Phenom is the north of San Francisco. And then Christian does say, you know, it was a perfect way to top off her trip. To top off her trip, it means end with. For example, my friend's today was my guest, and she topped off her dinner with drinking a glass of water. Or I can say the summer is about to finish, and we like to top off it with traveling to the north of Iraq, for example. And then Joe White said, so you could go to a lot of wineries. And Christian does say, we could go to a lot of wineries. But wineries is a place that make and store winery. And then Christian does say, you know, the small wineries are accommodating and welcoming, and they they greet us a lot, and they respect us and give everything that we need. But the bigger wineries, they are go out of their way. You know, I feel like they don't try to make you feel welcome. They make feel welcome, it means you feel comfortable. So if you for example, imagine you went you are you're going to visit one of your friends in another city, so you went to his or her city, and she or he didn't go out of her way or his way. It means she or he didn't welcome you, and she didn't try to to make you feel comfortable. It's the end of the conversation, and take care. Bye for now.